All right. Well, then let's move on to our last competing entry. This is Third Cat with Techno Man. Want here is that the protagonist wants to be Techno Man.
Yeah.
And if I'm right, and please correct me on this if I got this wrong, Chumpy, but so he wants to be absorbed by the singularity, is that right?
Sort of. It sounds like he wants to upload his brain into some sort of robot or into some sort of vast computer that we're all connected to. You know, it's a feeling that we've all had.
Well, no, but that is the singularity. I mean, there's this theory that at some point in the future, computers are going to get so good and they're going to be able to, you know, take in every part of our being well enough that we can just upload our consciousness to a computer and live forever.
Yeah, it's a terrible thought.
It's a nightmare because, I mean, yeah, well, anyhow, I just, it just doesn't.
Yeah, relatability here.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't read any of the sci-fi about it, but I've just heard references to it enough to listen to try and figure out what they're talking about and then realize, oh, okay, well, this seems like a bad idea.
I'll make a weird diversion in William Gibson's classic cyberpunk novel Neuromancer. There's a character named Dixie Flatline, who's what they call a ROM construct. So his personality and his brain was essentially uploaded into a, you know, read-only memory device that they just turn on from time to time to help them with some of their hacking endeavors. And he says the same thing every time when he boots up, was, am I a ROM construct? Just please delete me. That's what I think every time.
That's Dixie?
Dixie Flatline, yeah.
Dixie Flatline. I went on a cruise and one of the entertainment was a drag queen who sells Tupperware, and her name is Dixie Longgate. And just
I get it. Took me a second.
Yeah, best name, and she's hilarious. She's got stuff on YouTube. Check it out. But anyhow, okay. So that was all pertinent. What are we talking about here? Which podcast are we on? Okay, no. Okay, so Technoman, the singularity, yeah. So it's this sci-fi thing where we're all going to live together if we live long enough to get to the singularity. Like there's even this weird little line in The Big Bang Theory back years ago when I was watching that where Sheldon was bemoaning the fact that he was unlikely to live long enough to reach the singularity and therefore live forever. So there's a little bit of an explanation in there for normies or whatever. But Third Cat, his vocal delivery is a little different for this song, I thought. And I kind of like it when he does new stuff with his voice. I mean, I like his voice in general.
Less processed? No.
Like he's affecting a kind of a different tone or a different... it's hard to say, but it's like if you listen to a lot of his portfolio and then listen to this song, you'll hear that he's kind of doing something a little different. And again, I like his voice in general, but I also like it when he plays around a little bit, and I think he's doing that in this a bit. The chorus, I love the chorus because it's kind of dizzying in a way that I like a lot. You know, kind of skips over itself, drops a couple of beats here and there, very purposefully, just like instead of having any lag time that you might at maybe the last two beats of a measure, he just cuts out those last two beats and brings you to the next measure. And it's, again, it's a little dizzying. It's, and it's a, but it's, I thought it's fun and new and inventive and different and, you know, kind of like the surprises that I like to hear from Third Cat. Also, the guitar solo is really good. We don't hear a lot of guitar solos that way from Third Cat. Okay, you get your turn. And I thought the song never gets repetitive, and I do want to watch this musical. Okay, you get your turn. Say what you want to about the guitar solo.
My notes mirror a lot of yours. I just thought the guitar solo was kind of phoned in and not super inspired. I did like that instrumental break section in general, but yeah, the guitar solo just kind of got the job done, but just didn't really grab me. I like how that section sort of rejoins the chorus. There's like this nice synth swell that just kind of brings it back in, which I think sounds good. And this like weird chorus thing that you're talking about where he drops some beats and stuff, I think that works well and is sort of nicely disorienting. But I'm not sure that this works as an I want song. I feel like it's more of an I will song. And as I was getting back to earlier, that thing about, like, you know, uploading your brain to a robot consciousness is not something a lot of folks feel. So it's hard to relate to. So it's sort of...
It's so romantic.
Yeah, it has just poor relatability, like I mentioned some of the other songs.
Imagine living forever. It just sounds so awful.
Yeah.
Oh, it would sound awful, but you don't get a body during it either. You're just a consciousness. So,
which is exactly what I don't want.
Yeah, exactly. You can never sleep. You can never evolve. Yeah, wonderful.
And eventually, you're going to watch all of the back episodes of all the TV shows you missed, and then, like, what is there left? Yeah. No, it just sounds terrible.
I have one kind of problem with this song, and it's that it's enjoyable to listen to when I'm listening to it, but I literally cannot tell you how this song goes right now. I can't remember any of it except that the chorus has lots of the words Techno Man in it. Like, it just doesn't stick inside my brain, and I can't figure out why.
Yeah. I don't think I could hum it either.
Yeah, but we can probably say that about maybe a quarter of the songs in any of these rounds.
Probably. But I've listened to it a lot of times, and I don't remember any of how it goes.
Yeah, I get it.
It's not hooky. Yeah.
Like I mentioned before, you want to have the song that you're humming leaving the theater.
Yeah.
And you're not humming this one, maybe.
All right, folks. Well, we've got The Shadows next.